How did Dennis Long get involved in the wrestling business?
It's kind of a funny story. I went to a Evolve show, or back in the day with Dragon Gate USA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of the New York indie companies were really, really terrible. Like, it was just a bunch of mismatches, ticket sellers. Like, they weren't that good. When I went to Dragon Gate, it was amazing. Like, Gabe and Sal run an awesome company. And there was a guy, Brian XL, and he was handing out flyers for his promotion, House of Glory, and he was saying how they're number one in New York. And, you know, I was a fan, so I went off the internet saying how he's trying to, like, panhandle and, you know, just mocking him. You know, just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So at an Evolve show later on down the line, I was at a show with my friends, and he came up to me and he was like, "Hey, are you Dennis Long?" And I'm like, no, I had no idea who he was because he cut off his braids. So he just had the regular haircut.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, "I want to talk to you outside." I was like, "Well, I paid $20 for my ticket. I'll come out during intermission." And he says, "All right, pussy." And, like, I was just flabbergasted by it. I was like, "Oh, wow, this guy's really, he's upset about something." So during intermission, he was outside. So I went up to him. I was like, "All right, let's go talk." So I guess he didn't think I was actually going to show up. So he said that I was talking shit about him on Facebook, and he wanted to fight me. And I was like, "You're willing to do this outside of a venue, outside of a company like this? Like, that's kind of stupid. Like, as a promoter and as a wrestler, you're supposed to expect to take some kind of flack from fans. Like, you're supposed to no-sell it." And, you know, I explained to him it was Facebook, it was for entertainment, you know. I didn't back down from him in any way. And, you know, we were cool. Then the very next day, he had a show, and the Young Bucks with it, and the old Bullet Club teacher. So I figured, fuck it, I'm just going to show up. So I showed up, and he had his match with AR Fox. And I guess during his entrance, he sees me, and he points to me. And during intermission, he comes up to me, and he's like, "Yo, let me talk to you." I was like, "All right, cool, let's talk." He's like, "You got some balls. I like that. You're welcome to come to my shows whenever you want from now on." And in my head, I'm like, "Wow, that's cool." You know, we were able to squash things like men. So after the show, he's telling me how they're booking their heavyweight title tournament. And I was like, "Oh, that's cool. Hopefully you're going to bring in this guy. You're going to bring in this guy." He's like, "What, you want to be a booker or something?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, it's always been a dream of mine to get involved with wrestling in one way or another."
Mm-hmm.
And thing I ended up Facebooking him, like, brackets for a show using some students, using some names, and I booked their entire next show.
Wow.
I'm at their wrestling school with him, hanging out, being in the office. You know, it was pretty much one day to the next as a wrestling champ, then the end of business, and I kind of owe it all to him, which is kind of ironic because he hates me now.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what happens when you become, you know, competition opposed to, you know, brotherhood.